Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Today, we're diving into something super juicy. How to use your emotions, yes, those messy, complicated things to actually improve your mental health. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they're these wild horses pulling you in every direction? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But what if I told you that you don't have to be at their mercy? What if you could actually harness those emotions and turn them into fuel for a stronger, calmer, more resilient you? We're talking about tapping into the power of emotional intelligence, which is basically being aware of your feelings, understanding why you feel them, and then using that knowledge to make choices that serve you. Sounds pretty powerful, right? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First up, acceptance. It's okay to feel. Seriously, it's a natural part of being human. Trying to suppress or ignore your emotions just makes them fester and build up, eventually exploding in ways you might not want. Instead, acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Name them. I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling frustrated. Just saying the word can make it less scary. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to hold your breath forever, would you? Emotions are similar. Let them flow through you, observe them without getting swept away. Next, awareness. This is all about understanding your emotional triggers. What sets you off? Is it certain people, situations, or even just the time of day? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate and manage them better. It's like knowing that walking through a dark alley late at night might make you nervous, so you take a different route. You can apply that same logic to your emotions. Now, let's talk about regulation. This is where things get really interesting because it's about actively choosing how you respond to your emotions. Instead of letting them dictate your actions, you can use strategies like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, or even just taking a break to calm down before reacting. It's like hitting the pause button on an emotional rollercoaster, giving yourself time to regain control. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Eating well, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and spending time doing things you enjoy all contribute to a more resilient emotional state. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? Treat yourself with the same respect by giving your emotional engine the fuel it needs. And finally, remember that progress takes time. Be patient with yourself. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of things, and there will be days when you feel overwhelmed. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate your wins along the way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having a stressful day at work. Your boss is breathing down your neck, a major project is due, and you're starting to feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach. Instead of letting those feelings take over and sending you spiraling into a meltdown, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that this feeling will pass. You step away from your desk for a quick walk, getting some fresh air and clearing your head. You even treat yourself to a cup of tea when you get back, savoring the moment and grounding yourself in the present. See? You didn't let those emotions control you. Use them as information, guided your actions, and emerged from the situation stronger and more capable. That's the power we're talking about. Remember, taking charge of your emotions isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about cultivating a healthy relationship with them. It's about understanding their nuances, harnessing their energy, and using them to navigate life with greater awareness, resilience, and purpose. So, go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's build a world where we all feel empowered to live our best lives, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and most importantly, keep it moving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.